Hello, I'm Kat.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is...
No Baddies Left Behind.
Welcome. Welcome to episode 7. Yes. Lucky number 7. That's my favorite number. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. That's my favorite number.
Mine too.
Is it really? Is that your lucky number?
Yeah, that's the number that I would use on all my sports jerseys.
Oh, okay. Mine was 15.
Either 7 or 21.
Is that a joke? Is that a fucking joke? Is that a joke?
No.
Like, what's 9 plus 10?
Oh. What's that have to do with 7?
No, I meant 21. I was like, was that a joke, bitch? Why are you just throwing 21 there?
Because if 7 was taken, then usually, like, all the low numbers were also always taken.
Yeah,
and then all that
sure.
was left was, like, in the 20s, because then, like, the teens are also all taken. So then it's like,
yeah. And who's going to take 21? If, like, 20 and 22, people like to take the doubles and take the even numbers.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, today, it's the first... Hold on. Get closer to the mic here. And more intimate. You can hear my sniffles. But today we're going to be uploading this the day after St. Patty's Day. So I hope you've had a great St. Patty's Day. I don't know about you, Queen, but I have not gone out for St. Patty's before. Like in all of my 26 years of living, I have not ever gone out like for St. Patty's Day.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't go to pubs like
last year.
Oh, we did. We did. Oh, never mind. We went to Dogs. We went to Dogs. We went to...
Yeah.
But did we go out specifically for St. Patty's Day? I just kind of feel like it was just so happened to be St. Patty's Day. Am I wrong?
No, I remember we went out specifically for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember because I remember I had something to do before. And then I had texted everyone when I was done. I think I had like a dinner or something. And I texted everyone when I was done.
Damn, but also, that was a fun night.
Shout out to Mackenzie, Miss Girl, because she ran her first big marathon. I can't remember if it's the full or the half. We're filming this before she runs it.
Oh, okay.
She's going to finish it and she's going to do great. So she's going to be.
Wait, where is it again, Queen?
The LA Marathon. So I think it goes like right through downtown LA, like kind of right through the middle of it. I'm not sure. But downtown LA. Okay. And then the full is like 26 miles. And I don't know what the half is. It's like 13.
13. Yeah. 13. Because my sister just did it. She just did the, well, I was about to say the city. She did a 10K, which is 13. Or no, 10 miles. 10 miles.
Okay.
It was so much fun. 10 and a 5, 5K, 10K. That was a lot of fun. That was a good vibe.
But I'm so proud of her. She's been training for it. She's been working really hard. And so big congratulations.
She's a runner. She's a track star. We love that.
Yeah.
We love that. I admire runners. You know what's funny, Queen, on a side? My sister and I, we looked up the guy that placed first in the 10K. And 10K, like I said, is 10 miles. This man finished, the first person to finish a 10K finished with the 5K runners. And 5K is 3 miles. And this man finished 10K in, I think, like 30 something minutes, like 35, 37 minutes. Bitch, he averaged 6 minutes per mile.
That's crazy.
6 minutes a mile he averaged. And then we ended up seeing him when we were getting boba last week when we were supposed to record, but it was my whole thing with the kids. And we saw him and I was like, oh my God, I was like seeing a celebrity. Like I really admire people who run because it's dedication. Like, honestly, I would rather swim than, well, no, I'd rather run than swim. Excuse me. Hold on that part. Swimming is the hardest thing. I don't know, at least, you know, but I'm like, for me, but, well, from what I experienced, but no, runners are, I admire them, and they're such a good vibe in the marathons. Everyone is just so, it's a good vibe to be there so early in the morning, and everyone's so nice. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I hope Mackenzie enjoys herself. And that's so, a bucket list thing to do. That really is. It's such a bucket list thing.
And it's such a big, like, such a big moment, you know?
It is. Something that she's been working on. Guys, and also, please, I was telling Kaylin she needs to do a 5K. Kaylin likes to say she's not a runner, but she ran 3 miles in like 40 minutes.
Okay. Let's just set the scene here, okay?
Okay.
Back in like November, Mackenzie asked me to do the LA Marathon with her, and I said, girl, you're crazy. You're crazy because I don't do cardio. I am just hot girl fit. I'm not, like, actually fit, you know? And so we went to try, and we did, like, a trial, like, 5K, which is where we live, if you run from pier to pier and back, that's 3 miles. And so we did that. I couldn't even make it a quarter of the way there, and it had taken me an hour and a half just to get a quarter of a way there. And after that, I was like, yeah, you know, there's no way I could do 26 miles.
Yeah.
But then come January, I made it my goal for the year to train 4 or 5K because they want to do the turkey trot this coming November. So that's my goal. So I'm working towards it. It's a 5K, but it's on Thanksgiving.
Where is it?
Oh, I think every city does them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So this one, it's like, it goes through like the city down by the beach.
Okay.
Which I'm a little nervous. It's a little hilly, but you know, I'm making progress. I did do, so more recently than I did do my 3 mile practice and hit like 48 minutes, I think, for the 3 miles, the full 3 miles. Okay. And that was like half walking, half running. So I'm making progress.
Anyways, so today Kaylin and I are going a little bit more, something different for us. Okay, we're gonna be talking about all things, just what we wanted to bring up, trends, just really anything we wanted to talk about. I'm an avid TikTok scroller, and so I love it. I'm on the trends and I do feed into it. I read the comments and I thrive off of it. Sometimes I end up on the wrong side of TikTok where everyone is like fucking 19 and I'm like, whoa, 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 bring it back. Bring it forward 7 years. Okay, I need to be with those peeps. But no, like, it, I'm definitely a TikTok scroller. Instagram reels, really rarely. It's probably by accident. And YouTube shorts, never. Anyway, I digress. But yes, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Let's talk about the big one.
Which one?
About how TikTok's for like the third year in a row supposed to be banned.
I know what you were bringing up to me about like the seeing like the footage of that guy being questioned, the Taiwanese man being questioned. I was like, I feel like I'd seen that. Singaporean. Sorry, because he kept saying I'm not Chinese, I'm Chinese, I'm Singaporean. So sorry about that. But no, I saw that a while ago, I feel like, that footage. Was it not?
Yeah, I don't know how recent this was. To be honest, I haven't really followed along with, like, the whole TikTok ban thing.
No.
You know, I don't have Instagram, and I also follow like 700 plus people on TikTok. So obviously I'm not going to go and refollow those 700 plus people on this Instagram that I don't have, you know? So
yeah,
I haven't really been keeping up with the whole ban thing, but I was scrolling through TikTok, that was like all over the feed, was just clips from the trial. And so I don't really know how recent, like when that occurred.
Yeah. Sorry, Queen. Hopefully you don't hear that too much. Sorry. No, yeah, I don't know either, but I feel like that was obviously recently. But like that was before when they first tried banning it, but that ban was already over. But no, I did see recently that they're trying to, like, Biden is stepping in and doing whatever. But I'm just, yeah, like, I would now be so...
They have like 6 months to I think it's like remove one of their sister companies that's like based in China or something like that. So then like within that 6 months, if they don't remove that sister company, then that's when it'll be banned. But if they do remove it, then like it's fine or something. But then there's also talks that TikTok's just going to be bought out. And then, you know, Kevin from Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about wanting to buy out TikTok. Just like, oh, it's just becoming this whole big thing.
I just think, you know what? This TikTok is such a big app right now that it's really like, it's really climbing up the mountain. And I feel like everyone's trying to stop it from either getting up too high because people are on the internet being like, oh, the government doesn't want us to have it because we get too much information, which I can see, but that is a little bit, in my opinion, like reaching. It only reason why I feel like that's in the pool of what's being talked about is because of Biden stepping in and saying whatever the fuck he's saying. But like, I also think that it's just a really big thing right now and everyone wants in on it. Everyone wants to try to control what's going on in the app. But I would honestly be so heartbroken. I don't really think that it's gonna happen, if I'm being completely honest. I don't. I just think it's too big of an app and I feel like companies are really in, like advertising marketing gets too big into it that I don't think it's really gonna happen, hopefully. But I would be so heartbroken, bitch. I'd be so heartbroken. It's one of my favorite, if not my most favorite app. Cause like you mentioned, you and I, Kayla and I both don't have Instagram. And honestly, Queen, I was in such a blur when I did that. Like when I deleted it, I don't know when I deleted it. I think only you could give me that answer. I don't know when I did it. I feel like it was a month ago now. Almost.
I feel like, well, I think when you first did it, it was back in like November. And then you accidentally reactivated it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I think you had it until like
February.
Mid-January. No, I think shit. Before February. Yeah.
Mm. I'll look it up, but that's crazy because I really don't. I don't remember doing it. I was just in, actually, not that you say that, yes, because I was in my worst episode of my dissociation. That's probably why I can't remember. Because of that reason, bitch. Because of that reason. And anyway, so I would be really heartbroken. Are you an avid? I would say you're an avid TikTok scroller.
Yeah.
Okay, period.
For sure. Especially good, now that I don't have Instagram. I have nothing else.
But you know what? When TikTok first came up, which also I get so sentimental with sounds, like when they bring up the 2020 sounds, you know what I'm talking about? That actually breaks my heart. Really, like, I remember I recorded everything that was going on with an old friend and that I used to live with at the time. And I was documenting what was happening, you know, with the government and how no one can go anywhere and how everything was so isolated. And the TikTok sounds, legendary, unmatched. I swear, like, just when it starts playing, it's like it just triggers something in my brain that I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, I just needed to say that because I love that TikTok. So you got me fucked up. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I do one? Miss like the dance era of TikTok. I don't
yes think the dance era.
It's definitely not the same as what it was back in like 2020. No. But I also remember like when the app was first starting up, there were a lot of people who were like, "What is this? Like, I'm not gonna get on this." You know, like
it was Musically.
Yeah. But it was fun. And like I was looking back at my old TikToks, the old like dance ones that we used to do too, and it's just like to think back about like what a time that was. Like
yeah, no toilet paper, COVID was crazy.
Oh yeah.
That was crazy. But I did want to bring up some TikTok trends that hold a special place in my heart now that we're talking about that, about 2020. Right now, I know it's starting to get annoying, the band Joe, like Chicago, or end of beginning.
I haven't seen that one.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's the, if I won the lottery, you wouldn't know, but there'd be signs.
Oh, that's the Chicago one?
What yeah, is it's Chicago called End of Beginning. But I just say it because everyone knows, like, back in Chicago, I feel it. I did not know the name of that song. I thought it was Chicago for the longest time, but no, it's End of Beginning. And do you know who the lead singer is?
Who?
The guy from Stranger Things. What's his name? Not Starkey. Wait, what's his name? Hold on. How could I not know? And I'm over here just loving it.
I was not a avid Stranger Things watcher, so I only know 11, and that's it.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
11 girl. Millie Bobby Brown? No, Joe Keery is Steve Harrington, this guy.
Oh, he sings that? He's in a band?
Yes, and when he performed it at Lollapalooza, I think back in 2022, 21, he wore a wig while he was doing it. And I was like, good Hannah Montana move, bitch. Good Hannah Montana move. Like, he didn't want to take away from the fact that, you know, I wrote this, I sang this. Because I feel like whenever actors and actresses start singing, it takes away from their talent from how I see it. Like, Selena Gomez, I love that woman, but, you know... The singing,
or like that guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Who?
The main guy from 13 Reasons Why. Clay.
He sings?
I think his name's like Dylan something. He's in a band.
I'm like, now I'm curious. Oh, yeah, Clay Jensen. I don't know that band. What is there one of their songs like popping off?
I think like a couple years ago. Not recently. Oh, him. I haven't heard anything recently. Yeah.
Now I know who you're talking about. I didn't even realize that. I'm a huge fan of him acting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's just, I hate it when like those two talents try to cross over. Some people do it well. Like, I know Frank is trying to do it, but I'm just like, ooh, shit. But like, sir, I need another album. Okay. But yeah, that trend just, or that song does something to me. It gives me a lot of like, the chemicals hit right in my brain. It just hits and I love it. It just is back in Chicago, I feel it. And some people are like, I already won the jackpot. They like show their partner and I'm like, aw, you know? Mm-hmm. But that one's that. But another one, Queen, that gets me really, really hard is the ones that bring back old memories. Like, you know, the one that it's like, let me bring you back to early 2000s Christmas or Winter Break. And it has a 90s music behind it. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That one brings back a different level of nostalgia, a different level of, it makes me sad. Like, it genuinely makes me sad. I think it just brings me back to when I was a kid and remembering Winter Break and being so excited and really feeling the season. And I don't know, I feel like that was the time when holidays felt like holidays. No, but it felt like holidays feel like holidays when you're young. And you can really, I remember being so excited for Halloween, for Christmas, and you can just feel it and smell it in the air. But when you get older, I just think life takes away from it, really. Like, all the things that you go through in life. But no, that trend hits somewhere different. At first I loved watching it, but now I got to scroll past it because it just makes me sad.
Have you seen those ones that are like, I don't know if they'd be considered memes, but it's like pictures and it'll be like old DeLamo, like circa 2009, and it's like
the old
how DeLamo used to look.
Yes, yes.
That brings up like so many memories, so many nostalgic memories.
That just hit something for me because I remember there used to be, at that mall, there used to be a Mrs. Fields, and I remember sitting there with my sisters, like the red bricks, and it was near Chick-fil-A when Chick-fil-A was like still in the mall. They completely restructured the mall. Like, I can't even gauge anymore like where was what, but because that big garage,
there's still the old, it's like new DeLamo and then like old DeLamo.
But even old DeLamo, they like really did change it. It's not like the old DeLamo back then where like they had the old tile floors where the Oz was like the big Oz.
They still have that. the tile's just, it's black and white instead of red.
That's what I mean. It's like the vibe of it was just so different. I don't know. Because when they put where the new like Bath and Body Works is. You know what I'm talking
about? Inside?
Yeah. That's on the old side of the mall now.
Oh, right across next to from that. Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, where like that bookstore is now. But no, yeah. Nonetheless, it brings me back. Like those, seeing that, like it just brings me back to when I was a kid. And even though that wasn't that long ago, I just think that it shows that we're aging. But I hate when they bring up, that one that really threw me, I was like, okay, that's a little far-fetched. Okay, 2012, 2013, you can get away with that one because that was over 10 years ago now. When I saw, 2014, a high school, like what high school was like in 2014. Bitch, that was like, or no, that was 10 years ago. I will take that one back. But that wasn't that bad. Like I was still a teenager and I saw like, people in the comments were like, some kids in the comments were like, oh, I wish that I was a teenager in 2014. Huh? Like that was only 10 years ago, babe. Like that was only 10 years ago.
There's not much that's different from then to now.
No, I just think it's the trends. It's just the trends, you know, like baby lips and EOS or EOS, whatever you want to call it. The collar, like the lace collars, the statement necklaces and monogram necklaces. And also like 1975, that was really the time I feel where a lot of, even like King Kylie was in that era, 2014, 2015. I just think they mean the trends. But I mean, also it's like, isn't that what it
Some
is?
Some of those, you know, trends can stay in the past, I think.
I know. Now that we brought up King Kylie, that's perfect. That's a perfect little sneak into, she just posted, well, I don't know if she just posted, but she posted her 2017 makeup, which first of all, I don't really know how to feel if that really was her 2017 makeup, because I feel like she did a lot more, but again, she did it herself. But that one brought me back too. That brought me back to the Morphe, to the cut contour, to the matte lip kits. Girl, let me share this with you, okay? I genuinely still feel like my lips are so dried out from the 2016 matte liquid lip trend. My lips are permanently dry, unless I'm just chronically dehydrated, which I'm sure that could be, most likely is it, but my lips were never the same after that. Never.
I never really got into makeup back then.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's so good for you. Really,
but even though, like, even if I did, though, I had that issue with my lips, so I couldn't.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't
use
like lipstick or like lip liners. So
the brows.
But now that I'm older, I think I'm getting more into it.
Queen, the brows. Hold on, we gotta bring it back. The brows, bitch. I posted on my close friends like a while ago on Instagram, and I was like, because I found an old camera of mine that had, I used the SD card, I found like vlogs from when I would vlog myself. My brows were block brows. And tell me why I thought I was the baddest bitch walking around town. And my ex would always tell me, your brows look ridiculous. I didn't give a damn. I was like, I'm a bad bitch with the Anastasia, like ABH dip brow brows walking around. He was just like, you look terrible. I was like, be for real. You don't know makeup. I know makeup. Goodbye.
But I think that was the trend at the time.
It was. It really was. And I don't think if anyone really got carried away. I know that there were, but also, again, it was just the vibe of the time, you know? Anyways, but that was the vibe. Should it come back? Like you said, no. That trend can stay back over there where it came from.
Okay? I think certain aspects of like older trendy makeup are starting to come back. Like I think they're starting to mix like that clean girl, no makeup look with like trends from back then.
Yeah, they are. I definitely do agree and see to that. But, and I will say, like, I've tried every brow trend there has been, and I just feel like those brows sit well with me. I will always shape them. I will always fill them in and, like, frame it with concealer. Like, carve it out. Always. But the clean girl makeup definitely is a vibe. Me and Kaylin talked about this. that, how crazy was it back then? It was just the vibe to wear Estee Lauder double wear every day. No hate to anybody that still does. Okay, no hate to anybody that still does. It's just like back then was, it was just such the rage and just everyone was doing it. Hell no. Hell no. Like I cannot believe that was the thing. I don't know. But I, obviously, you know, that's still a trend for some people. But I love how the clean girl makeup is kind of making its way back. Because I was one of those girls where I would put on makeup all the time. If I was just going to the grocery store and I was putting on a full beat. But now I can kind of just slap on, like, this makeup I slapped on like 5 minutes. And I was like, all right, let's go. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I can appreciate both. I can appreciate both trends. I think they both had their moment, but I feel like I really love the clean girl makeup movement right now. But yes, but also now let's talk about people. Okay, let's talk about people because I want to talk about people. Catherine and Austin McBroom. I know this one's a little played out. Okay, I know, but let's talk about it. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What do you think about them? Did you ever watch them? Like, were you an avid watcher, subscriber of them?
I was. Oh. In the beginning, I was obsessed with them. What year was that? That was like when they first started, like right before they had Elle.
Or right after they had Elle. 2016?
I think so. It was like before they had gotten engaged is when I started watching them. And then they blew up off their engagement. And then I was just so, like, interested in, like, their come up and their story because they – well, Austin came from money, but Catherine didn't really come from money. And her story is really interesting, like, the way that – how she got to where she is today. It's really interesting. But just their story together, like, how they talk about they were living in this small, like – one-bedroom apartment in, like, Washington or something when they got pregnant with Elle because Austin was still in college, and then they ended up moving out and moving to California and then going into this new apartment that they couldn't afford. But they were like, okay, we'll make this up doing these YouTube videos so we will be able to – like, they manifested it. They really manifested everything that came once they really started blowing up. And so I thought that was really interesting. And Elle was so cute. So I was obsessed with them. And then, you know, I think it was like when they bought their first house or when they moved into the first like house out of the apartment is when I was like, it's not really the vibe anymore. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's not
it doesn't
the same.
Seem very authentic. It seems like all you really care about is money, you know, like. It was just different, and so then I just stopped watching. And then they had that whole scandal with, like, all their basketball events and the charity events and the break-in to the house. And it's just, like, there was just too much that was, like, this doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm. No. And honestly, I never watched them. I had a really good friend who did watch them, and she avidly watched them. Okay, like, she, if I'm using that word right, but, like, she loved watching them, and I'm not the biggest family YouTuber watcher, if I'm being completely honest. Even couples, I don't watch. I love more like routine and vlogging and lifestyle, but nothing ever sat right with me about Catherine and Austin McBroom. I don't know why. Even from the beginning, before the scandals of like the basketball games and all those charity events, I don't know. I don't want to show anybody that does that, but it's just like, if you're recording like, oh, watch me trick my boyfriend into thinking I cheated. Is that something you just do when for fun? Like, well, clearly, but obviously, you know, the clickbait, the views, I totally get it, but it's just nothing sat right with me about them. And I do kind of feel like they do exploit their kids. I don't know, that doesn't sit well with me. Also, at first, I really did believe what was going on, the separation between the two.
Like you said,
maybe he's manic. At first, it did seem that way, but then I feel like he's either really dragging it out or they're just really not married anymore. or they're like a divorce.
This video that was like, it was this influencer, and he was basically like, he had met Austin before in person, and he was like, you guys believe this? Like, you believe that this is true? Because he was like, he's actually like in person, he's actually a very serious person, and this is just his online persona. This is all just an act, you know? And I think it's just gotten to a point where it's like, initially I was like, oh, maybe he's just manic, maybe he's just like going through it or whatever, because that's how it came off. But I honestly think it's just he doesn't have content anymore, because he's not with the kids all the time, and he's not with Catherine anymore, and so he doesn't have any other content, and so this is all he has left, is to just act like
his bolts are loose.
Yeah.
I will say, some with the one that I showed you with Shoddy Bay. That one killed
me. You said a little girl.
Girl, she's little.
Is she not like in her 20s?
No, I meant in size. Like, she's just a little girl. Like, she's just like smaller.
Are we talking about the same Shoddy Bay?
Yeah, girl. No, she's older, but she's, well, maybe she's not short.
Is she little?
She's not like a little person. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just seems short. Like, she just seems like she's little. Like, she's just small in size. But no, Dancing with Shoddy Bay. His bolts. That was funny, but that one I felt like, okay, he was milking it. Like, he was meeting with other really popping off creators on TikTok. Be for real.
I just think a lot of the stuff he's doing now is just, it's a little bit tone deaf. I mean, he, you know, said he got into UCLA and then he transferred to USC or something for masters. Queen,
I saw his masters. Literally, I saw a girl, like, she was walking with her friend. I think it was at UCLA, and she, like, basically put him in his place, like, you know, just kind of feeding into the energy. But I do not know how they let that man walk on campus. Like, I know damn well he is not a student, but it just looks ridiculous. It is funny, though. Like, it is, I will say, it is funny. You got a view from me. You got a little bit, you know, on TikTok when you press the blue, like the search. I searched into it because I was just so into it. But no, I was like, brother, like, but I will say Catherine does look like she is. She does seem a little different. Like, she does seem like she's glowing, and some sort of a weight was lifted off of her chest and off of her shoulders. And I don't know. Because of how they, what it looks as if they exploit their kids, like, I just don't think that it can be a little fishy that if they actually got divorced. Because I know, like, you have to be separated for, like, 6 months in order for there to be a divorce. So maybe, you know, they're just writing it right now, but it's just like, be for real. Okay, be for real. But yeah, that's what, because he's still on my TikTok, bitch. Like, he is still scrolling and coming up on my For You page. And because I'm talking out loud right now, I swear my phone's right here. Watch me open up TikTok when I refresh my page and it's Austin McBroom or Shoddy Bae.
No.
I know. Or Shoddy Bae. Another couple that I want to talk about. You already know. Kristen Cavallari and the guy from Montana Boys. That one, I'm all for it. I love to see it. I don't know how you feel about it, Queen. I love to see it. I'm here for it, Queen. I really am.
It's funny because the Montana Boys weren't really like, they weren't really that big. I think only me and Ari were the ones who were like,
yeah, I don't know
really
who they are.
Kind of all about, yeah, me and Ari were really all about the Montana Boys for a while. And like, they weren't very big. And then all of a sudden now he's with Kristen Cavallari. It's just, it's crazy. But I mean, like, to each their own. If he makes her happy and if she's happy doing whatever she's doing, then you know, it's not anybody else's place to judge that.
Shit on it. And I did see comments, though, and I saw some videos on TikTok come up, and I saw people were like, men do this. What is so wrong with women doing it? And I completely and entirely agree. I don't remember the exact age difference. I think, I don't know his name. I just know him as the guy that's dating Kristen Cavallari, but I think he maybe, he's like 24, 23, and Kristen is like 35, something like that. Mm-hmm. Men do it all the time, first of all, and two, she's living her best life. She really, really is. But the other thing that I saw was, is it a little sketchy that he is not really posting her? Like, she hard launched him, and he didn't.
Well, I saw this, I think it was her podcast. It was a clip from her podcast. And basically the reason why she did that was because she heard TMZ had gotten footage of them from a vacation that they had taken together, and TMZ was going to release it. Mm. And so basically TMZ was going to hard launch them before she would get a chance to. And she was like, I'm going to take my power back, and I'm going to do it first, and I'm going to announce it because it's like my thing to announce it. So then that's why she hard launched him.
Mm. Oh, honestly, okay, that makes sense.
Like, it doesn't seem like she's so like invested in him. It doesn't seem like she's like in love. It does just seem like
it just seems like harmless. It just seems like she's living her life,
you know?
And I think he
has his own business. He has his own established like social media career. So it's not like he's really gaining anything financially from her. And so I feel like there's no harm, no foul. Like, just let her live. Let her live.
I know. But that just goes with that territory. When you step into it, it's so up for judgment. But I love it. I love to see it. You know damn well she is. She's getting something good out of that relationship right now. And I just feel like, I think anybody, any mom that's well into her 30s now, like, let her live. And he's fine.
She looks good. Their
TikTok that they posted, that Montana Boys posted of her in it, I was like, they don't look that far off, in my opinion. I mean, obviously she does look a little bit more mature than he does, but no, I don't think it's that big of a deal. We've seen crazier with couples in real life and also in the media. But I was thinking when I was watching, and I ended up going from Kristen Cavallari to Montana Boys. Okay, so I made this. I was like scrolling through Montana Boys, and first of all, they're fine. Her man specifically, he is fire. That man is fine. But I was venting. I don't know who I was telling this to. Maybe Arlene. I forget. But our friend Arlene. But Queen, the comments of their videos go crazy. Like, they go crazy.
Have you seen the ones that are like, how do they decide boys. Who says what? Or how do they pick the lineup? Do they all just walk in silence to line up? And then
yes. And then some girls are like, okay, boys, meet up at the golf course. Bring, like, put your, like, pick a song or so. I really want to pull one up. Like, it is genuinely makes me laugh. Like, I tell you, Queen, my cousin, I think she graduated high school in, like, 2022. With these boys making thirst traps on TikTok, I would have never survived that day and age. I would have never survived that generation. Like, if we had that when we were in high school, game over. There's no way my man is going to be up on TikTok singing a song, lip singing a song. I don't know.
Funny to think about, like, how they planned that out. I saw this one that was like, it's the same song. Or no, I saw this one that was like, the guy that she's dating was like, it's the same song in every single one of their videos, and they all say the same line every single time, and he doesn't even know any of the words. He just stands there.
Wait, Queen, maybe if I send this to you, you can try adding it into the YouTube. This is the one I'm talking about. Hold on.
She was innocent, now she home. She a hoe in a form with nigga and a stolen. Pulled his 40 out.
in the comments, the first one, they're all so hot, but this just gives me the ick. And in quotes, boys, me at the golf course, grab your best snapback and we're going to go do some lip syncing. And they all, they all kissed after this.
Oh my.
And then they said, like, thank you for picking a new song. Kristen put the Montana boys on the map.
She did.
Come home for dinner, Kristen Cavalieri. Oh. No, but I will say, those white men, that's my type. They're so fine. Like, they're so fine. Like, I don't know. But no, it makes me kiki. But I think that's the point. They're driving up their views and their comments with doing shit like this. And I feel like they thrive off of that. And I don't know. I mean, I would fold personally, but it takes guts to do that, if I'm being honest with you.
You should watch the clip from her podcast, because then she talks about, like, how they were on a vacation and he was like, oh, I need to run out to, like, the bank real quick. And then he had brought her flowers, but he hid them in, like, the vase outside their front door. And he came up with, like, this elaborate story as they were walking out so he could, like, reach in to the vase and, like, grab the flowers. You should read those comments.
Why? Can you remember any?
They were like, the bar is on the floor. Like, you're, no. Because he just bought flowers and she's like hyping up, you know, this whole big thing because he made up this story about, like, oh, did you see the lizard over there? And he hid the flowers because he could have just gone out and, like, got the flowers and brought them back. I do think it's nice that he put effort into it, but also, too, like, it's flowers, you know?
Mm-hmm. But she hyped it up, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of feel like that goes to show a little bit of what she's gone through. You know, I feel like any kind of tough marriage, tough divorce is not easy. And I think, God forbid, this woman is vibing off of the fact that she got flowers. You know, I hate it when people do that. Like, oh, don't praise men for the bare minimum. But sometimes if you didn't receive that bare minimum, especially towards the end of your relationship, of course you're going to appreciate it. Of course you will. And sorry.
I think it's one thing to appreciate it and another to, like, hype it up like that.
Oh, like, that's
like,
what you mean. I should watch,
like,
it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Because
if you're hyping it up, okay, hold on.
To do that, like, you put a lot of thought and effort into that. But when you start accepting that as just that, then it's like your bar is, what are they going to shoot for? Because your bar is already,
yikes.
You know? So it's like one thing to be appreciative of it. I think everyone should be appreciative when somebody does something like that for you. It's a very nice gesture. But also, too, it's like, it is bare minimum.
Like you said. Okay. Oh, yikes. That's yikes, but she's happy nonetheless. The clout is clouding for the both of them. It is what it is. I think it's a win-win, honestly, and I don't think that there should be any shame into it. But yeah. Oh, queen, I did just see on TikTok that apparently March 15th is National Espresso Martini Day. So
that's tomorrow.
So does that mean that we're going to go to the bar and get an espresso martini?
Queen, wait. Yes. Guys, okay. If you don't know me, then let me inform you right now. I am obsessed with espresso martinis.
Queen, I've never had one.
I went to a class in Dana Point where they taught us how to make, like, three different kinds of espresso martinis, like three different variations of an espresso martini. So good. It's my favorite drink. I love it so much. If tomorrow is actually espresso martini day,
no,
we're going out.
I swear. Well, really, TikTok is my form of.
I know today is pie day. Did you have pie today?
Oh, that's why my coworkers kept saying that. I was like, is that a joke? Like, I don't know. I did know that, though. Okay, I'm looking up Espresso Martini Day 2024. Yes, yes. March 15th, yes. Per Google. Oh, my gosh.
We're going out. We're going to get
I one. Know. Yes, yes. I've never tried make does one. It. But does it give you energy, actually? Like, would it keep you up, would you say?
Honestly,
yeah, I can't no.
tell. I can't tell. To be quite honest with you, even, you know, because my drink of choice is usually either an espresso martini or a vodka Red Bull. And both of those is, you know, they're both like uppers with the energy. I think with the espresso or with the vodka Red Bull, I think it definitely does keep you up. But the espresso martini, I can't really tell. I think it's just like the same amount of energy that you would have if you just had a cup of coffee. You know, I think it's like more gradual as opposed to where it's something like an energy drink where it's like all or nothing. You're just on 100 or not, you know? But we have to go get
And also
now.
The amount is so small. It's so small.
Yeah. No, you know, Bungalow has their own, it's like a special espresso martini machine.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Queen, I think we should go to like a
chill. The content picks.
I know, yeah.
The content picks.
Yes. Yes.
We need more. I'm just like, I think we need more that's not for March.
Period. And that is something to post. But I was thinking, like, should we just go to like a chill, like, I feel like a, not a yard house moment, but like kind of like that. Something chill where we can sit. Yeah, or we can just like sit and enjoy drinks.
We just gotta find a place that makes this restaurant.
I know, I know.
Sometimes
I was like,
the
I
smaller places don't make them.
Oh, that's harsh. But nonetheless, I think I want to try it. I just think it's such a vibe. Such a vibe. And when I saw that, I was so excited, Queen. I was like, yes, Kaylin's gonna love this. Kaylin's gonna love this. And then there was a girl on TikTok who, she was like, holding an espresso martini, and in quotes, it was like, are you busy tomorrow or are you free tomorrow? And then it's like the next picture, and she screenshotted espresso like on Google. She was like, absolutely not. I'm not, I mean, no, I am busy. I absolutely
oh
am busy
gosh.
Because of espresso martini day. But no, I really want to try one. I'm honestly surprised I have not tried one. I feel like at that one podcast showing that we went to, that was the first time I had seen them. That's like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's very, it's like a creamy, just black coffee is kind of what it tastes like.
Can you taste the alcohol?
But when I did the class, they taught us how to mix. It was like, we mixed this, it was like a cinnamony simple syrup type thing. So we like took simple syrup and then we added stuff to it to kind of make it a different flavor. And that inside the espresso martini, that is top notch. I wish places sold that. That was so good. I had to make it. I have the recipe. I have the paper.
Did you take a picture of the like what they used?
No, but it says on there. It says on
period.
Recipe sheet. Yeah. And then they gave us shakers because the event was sponsored by Tito's. So we all got Tito's shakers. I could make you one at home.
Yes, let's do that. That seems like a lot of fun. But also, I told Kaylin this, like, today, I watched Anyone But You for the first time. Queen, you need to watch it. I know people are like, I feel like I've seen a mix of how people have reacted to it. Like, oh, it wasn't that good. It was good. And I think that it was, the storyline was mid, but it just gave like a rom-com vibe. It gave like 2000s rom-com vibe when they used Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten. It just really brought me back. And I was like, ever since then, I have been listening to like 2000s music. Like even that one trend that's popping off right now with a song from Mean Girls. I love it. It just makes you feel like the main character and it makes you get excited over going and like just going to the movie theater to go watch a movie. Listening to when we were listening to the song Unwritten in the car when I ran over that pothole. nonetheless, it was just still such a moment. Like, it just makes you feel like a hot girl in, like, it girl in that moment kind of bitch. And I love it. I'm here for it. And the movie itself just was, like, so lighthearted. And it was so cheesy. But I think that's what made the movie, to be honest. I think that's what made it. And you can kind of tell in the energy of the cast. And, like, there was a scene where the spider scene that everyone kind of knows about. Yeah. You can tell in the movie, Sydney Sweeney was, like, she kind of, there was a scene where he kind of bent over and you can see Sydney Sweeney in the back. And you can tell damn well that she's breaking character laughing. Like, you can tell she's not fully in character because she's just laughing so much. And I just feel like the cast itself was, you know, not a young cast, but they're just, you can tell they were just vibing in Australia and they were just shooting this movie together. It was just, it was such a good movie. And you really need to watch it. You really, really need to watch it. But yeah, I think you need to watch it, Queen. Rent it on Prime Video for $5.99. You need to watch it.
I think, like,
sorry, the in and out. The internet is cutting in and out. Hold on. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Mean Girls. You know the new Mean Girls? I think it came out around the same time. Tell me why on Prime Video that bitch is on sale. To buy it. It's on sale. It was on sale for $24.99 and then to buy, or and now it's $15.99.
So is it not? Haven't doing watched well?
No, I don't think it really got the good hype. From what I've seen, I don't think it got good hype. And also, I'm not watching a fucking musical of Mean Girls, respectfully. I'm just not. Do you want to bring up anything else, Queen?
The Bachelor.
Oh, shit, I forgot
Love
about that.
And Love is Blind.
Oh, my God. Queen. Hold on. Have you watched the newest season? Season 6 of Love is Blind?
To be honest, here's my take on shows like that. I don't know if anybody else can relate. I have a hard time, like, really getting into shows like that because I'll watch one season and then get really attached to everyone who's in there. And then it'll move on to the next season and it's all new people. And I'm like, I'm still stuck on last season. I want to know more about what's going on. I'm not ready to move on to a whole new cast.
Yes, yeah.
So I have a hard time, like, really getting into
watching
the shows. But I do like to watch the, like, the aftermath and the debriefs on TikTok. Those are fun.
Yes. I will say I did try watching it, but I'm on episode 1. I'm finishing episode 1 of season 6, which is the most recent, I'm pretty sure. Like you said, I was really invested in the first season. I had no idea that they have 6 seasons, and would I ever want to go on one? Side note, yes, but I just cannot get into it. I mean, I will finish the season, but like you said, I just can't help but think about the other cast from before. Like, me and my little sister and a lot of my old friends from high school, we used to watch Are You the One together on MTV. I don't know if you've ever watched that show. That show I was invested in. I watched every new season, but then the last few seasons I was like, the drama didn't hit, the people didn't hit, and then it just, the interest got less and less. And also bringing up, you know, love show, right now that's just trending is The Bachelor. Haven't watched it. Have you? Have you watched any episodes?
Not one season. Wow. I've only seen, like,
same
clips here and there.
Same. Literally same. And I think this season, I really do like Joey. I do have a crush on him. He's giving boy next door, you bring him home to mom. I do kind of feel like when he was in high school, he wasn't the hot guy. That's what I pick up from him. Like, that's just what I don't know why. I just feel like that's him. Because it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I was listening to the Vile Files and I just feel like, because he was on The Bachelor. He was a bachelor. But I don't know. His compassion and just like his soft side, I feel like back then it didn't get him, you know, but he's cute. Does he look like from Luca? A little bit. But I think he's so cute. The beef is so, it's beefing. Maria, main character, villain. Like, I love that bitch. I think she did not make it. I don't think that she got a rose. But I mean, honestly, when you see their dynamic, she's a little bit of like a power hungry kind of gal, I feel. But it just is so juicy. I have not been invested in shit like The Bachelor, but this season I need to catch up on quick before it ends. But yeah, I'm into it. I love it. I'm here for the beef. It gives me something to look forward to, some kind of gossip for the week, you know?
Have you seen all this stuff about Joey's eyes?
Yes. And they, like, you showed me the one from Love is Blind.
No, from The Bachelor.
No, but like the TikToks, like, stop looking at me.
No, his eyes. The jaundice eyes.
Oh, girl, I don't know. I don't think his eyes are actually jaundice. I just feel like it's just the way that.
No, they are. He has, I forget what it's called. He has a condition. He addressed it because it was going crazy on TikTok. It was so bad. It was so obvious. Mean. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, like, he has jaundice. And he was like, I don't have jaundice. I forgot what the condition is called.
Oh, Us like, Weekly. Bachelor Joey Grizel, to address speculation about his yellow eyes.
Yeah. Aww. But hey, you know what? It's not like anything bad. Everyone is just concerned out of the goodness of their hearts for his health. You know?
Gilbert syndrome.
Yes. I think it's like Jill Bay or something like that. I forget how he pronounced it. It's like fancy. It's like French sounding.
Stop it. You did not just, this is Jill Bay. Jill Bay syndrome. Hold on.
Yeah.
A mild condition in which the liver doesn't properly process bilirubin. It's an inherited condition that's discovered by accident. Okay. Yeah, just bilirubin in the liver. I wonder, I'm like, damn. But Gilbert syndrome. Sorry, Gilbert syndrome.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's actually
happening. And imagine it's just Gilbert.
I know, literally.
Imagine it's just Gilbert syndrome.
We're making Gilbert. It fancy out here.
Gilbert.
Like fancy things. It makes them less scary.
Yeah. Yes. Is that not correct?
Love is Blind. Let's talk about.
I don't know much.
There's a couple things. Okay. First of all, Chelsea saying she looks like Megan Fox. What do we think?
Okay, I saw that trend on TikTok. Don't look at me with those eyes. And they're saying she looked like that villain from Lazy Town. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
They said when she first saw him, sorry, I'm not really familiar with names. I only know because you brought that up. But hopefully I'm making the right, I'm talking about the right person. But she said, like, they took a picture of her when she, like, saw him for the first time. And then they compared her to the picture of the guy from Lazy Town, the villain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The blue guy with the mustache?
Yes.
That she look like him?
Yes. Hold on. This is why I need to watch the show, because I don't know who Chelsea is, but this guy. Rip, he passed away.
They did her dirty with that one.
Chelsea. Ooh. Love is Blind.
Maybe the chin. She has a really long chin.
No, yes, it's her. It's her. Like, there was a scene of her when she was like, when she, like, walked through the door, and then that was what they compared the picture to.
Yeah, she has a really long chin. But there's some crazy stuff that's happened. There's another guy, Trevor, who, I guess, allegedly, or apparently, not allegedly, I think it's confirmed, had a girlfriend the entire time he was on the show. And then at the reunion, they pulled up the text message receipts where he's, like, texting the girlfriend, like, just landed, like, I'm gonna marry you when I get home, like, I love you so much. And then they're, like, pressing him, and he's like, I don't know what to say.
Fess up, brother. Fess up and just see, I wasn't in my right mind.
Literally.
Because damn.
I will say from season one, I don't know if it's like Giannina or Gianna. Gianna or Giannina. She was in season one.
Yes. Is she the one, the blonde one?
No, she has brown hair. Well, it's like brown with like blonde highlights, I think. But she's pregnant now. She's living her best life. I love her so much. She's a queen.
But we love that for Giannina. Gia. Yeah. We got to call it quits because my shit is about to... Not it. But... Oh, and now I know who you're talking about. Yes, her. She was blonde when she filmed. She had extensions in. That's what... She was hella toxic and I loved it. I loved it. I did not think that they were going to like, you know... Is she pregnant by him, the guy? Okay, yeah.
She's with someone else now.
Yeah, no, that seemed like it was just in the moment thing. End of episode 7 of No Baddies Left Behind. And yes, our handles. I feel like we haven't been doing that. We haven't really been dropping our Instagrams like that. But you can find us everything No Baddies Left Behind. Right.
Yes. And also, Instagram. If you're watching the YouTube, everything is linked in the description. So if we ever like mention something or someone specific, we'll tag them in the description down below. Yes. And then there's links to all of our other social accounts below.
Yes.
As well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yes. And we're on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah, Apple Music, podcast, like I said, Spotify. But yes, so follow us if you haven't already liked it. Also, please rate our podcast. You can do that on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really does help us out. But yes, that's the wrap on episode 7. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we're going to talk to you guys next week. Bye.